And while we await the government decision on easing restrictions here, north of the border, they're tightening theirs from today with a two-week circuit breaker. Alison Morris is security correspondent and columnist with the Irish News. Alison, what changes north of the border from today?
So this lockdown will probably be more similar to what we had in spring. We did have a sort of half-in, half-out type circuit break, but that wasn't having the desired effect and driving the numbers down enough. So as of today, everything will be closed apart from essential retail. The only difference will be is the schools will remain open, obviously, whereas in the spring lockdown, they closed. They came to a decision where they're going to allow some of the non-essential retail to do a sort of click-and-collect service. And we know that cafes can do a takeaway service, but our hospitality remains closed. All the close contact hairdressers, barbers and everything, they all closed down from midnight last night. So this is like one big, you know, last push to try and get the drive the infection down so that maybe people can meet in more than two or three households over the Christmas break.
Now, Liveline yesterday was all about cross-border bus shopping, and that particular bus tour, the one from Derry to Dundrum Town Centre, that's been cancelled. But will we see further shopping trips now that people in the north, they can't shop locally? Will they be coming south of the border?
I think it's just there's a real issue with what way Stormont have handled things. At the very beginning, as we know, that there was some sort of cohesion in relation to North and South, and when we moved, we tended to move within a day or two of each other. And it has been said, you know, by every expert from this began that our strength is as an island, and that seems to have been squandered completely. Stormont have been squabbling in relation to this. They were advised to close down for 6 weeks in October and didn't. Instead, tried a sort of half in, half out, closing hospitality and hairdressers but keeping everything else open type approach, which didn't work at all. And now they've been forced into this 2 week lockdown at a time when it's going to really impact hospitality and those services to try and make their money in December to see them through the January and February months. So it has been a bit of a disaster, and I think that what's now going to happen is obviously just as we're closing, the South preparing to open, and people who live along those border counties are clearly going to make the best use of that as they have been in cross back and forward, and that could be a real problem when it comes to the infection rates. You know, this is not ideal. What's happening now is a bit of a panic move because we know, and you know, the modelling show that they fully expect people, whether there's restrictions in place or not, to mingle over the Christmas period and drive the infection up again. And this is an attempt to get it down so far that we're not going to have to go into another cycle of lockdown again in January. But no, it's been a bit shambolic, and there's no unity of message from the Stormont executive. We had the first executive press conference yesterday, but there was no executive press conference last week to explain these restrictions at all. And so the ministers were all flying off and doing little solo runs here and there. So I think that there's a problem with the messaging, and there's also a problem with the fact that there was a resistance to lockdown when it was first advised by the medical advisers, and now they've almost been forced into the situation that we're finding ourselves in at the minute.
And of course, this two-week circuit breaker, following those rows that you were talking about there, was agreed because of, you know, the figures about the pressure on the hospitals in Northern Ireland. How are they coping?
The hospitals are under real pressure, and I mean, the issue isn't hospital beds. The hospitals are full of empty beds. The situation is hospital staff. There is a massive shortage of staff. We already did have a shortage of nurses because the health service had been, you know, subject to austerity and cutbacks for decades. And then we also have so many nurses and doctors who are off self-isolating, who are off ill. And that has really had a massive impact on that. And so it meant that other really important surgeries have all been cancelled. The hospitals are really trying to concentrate on COVID. And at some stage, some of the hospitals were saying they were at 101% capacity to have people waiting on beds. That's still a real struggle. We can see that the figures of infections are coming down, but so slowly, not in the way that they would have expected to come down. Hopefully this next 2 weeks we'll see a difference to that. But the problem is, when this was announced last Friday, instead of saying we are going to go straight into a lockdown for 2 or 3 weeks, they said we're going to go into a lockdown next Friday, as in today. And therefore, there was a free-for-all. So, you know, we had queues of barbers. We had, you know, queues snaking around the corners outside, clothes shops and toy shops and all sorts of other things. And so, you know, that the impact of what we do is never felt for another week or two. It takes it a while for the impact of any behaviour to be shown. So we don't even know what the impact of the last week, when there was, you know, sort of politically sponsored, you know, Christmas shopping spree went on. So hopefully that hasn't had too mad an effect on it. But no, it has been shambolic, and I do think that there's questions to answer. But at this stage, where they're trying to show that they've at least unified behind this circuit break, if this happens and it works, I suppose it means that you have a tiny little bit of leeway for Christmas, but not much, you know.
Alison, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland this morning. That's Alison Morris of the Irish News.